Exclusive, Senator Rand Paul, without question Fauci directed U.S. funds to Wuhan for gain-of-function research. By Hannah Knudsen on June 26, 2026. Without question former director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, NIAID, Anthony Fauci directed U.S. tax dollars to the Wuhan lab in China. Senator Rand Paul, RKY, said during an interview on Breitbart News Daily. Paul discussed the recent announcement from the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, ODNI, that Tulsi Gabbard released a trove of evidence that Fauci lied to Congress and directed U.S. funding for gain-of-function research linked to Big Pharma's pursuit of universal vaccines. Referring to the 120 biolabs in 30 countries, including Ukraine, for which Gabbard revealed new evidence of long-standing United States government funding, Paul said, "What I specifically want to know is what exactly the experiments are. Because the establishment, the defenders of Anthony Fauci, said this is just a vaccination program for brucellosis for cows. I don't know. It seems like there might be more there. Why are we doing this in 30 different countries? Why are we doing this in countries that have wars going on? You know, it spread throughout a lot of places that you would think on a normal day would be at risk for some kind of military overthrow or having these pathogens released. So I think the real answer is going to be in the details of what the experiments are," the senator said. Paul said Fauci and his allies, however, argue that it is not gain-of-function research. People need to realize that this experimentation is so dangerous, and often farmed out to third-world countries in obscure places, because here we have more scrutiny. And here people would be going, you know, not only are they torturing beagles, or whatever they do in Tunisia, they may also be doing research with viruses, creating viruses that don't exist in nature, and then running them through animal models that have human lungs, and training the virus to be more adaptable to humans, which is what we think happened with COVID, he said, describing these as incredibly dangerous experiments that don't have any value. We've never really produced any kind of vaccine or any treatment from them. And making an animal virus into a human virus is not that hard to do, but we certainly shouldn't be funding it, he said. When asked about the claim that Fauci directed U.S. taxpayer dollars to gain-of-function research in Wuhan, China, Paul replied, "Without question, he did." Paul said Fauci's pushback is to claim that they did not intend to do gain-of-function research and that it really wasn't gain-of-function until later they discovered it was gain-of-function. Paul explained, but even then, that argument doesn't hold water. Because instead of stopping the experiments, he said, well, unless it grows 10 times more than what you expected, we won't call it gain-of-function. But even then it came back and grew 1,000 times more, Paul said. Everything he did was to enable it. He added that Fauci's position is best revealed in his own words, written in a Washington Post article in 2011. He said, even if a pandemic should occur from gain-of-function research leaking out into the public, it would be worth it, because of the knowledge, Paul said. So I think the families of the 15 million people who died should be calling up Anthony Fauci and saying, you know what, for my family the risk wasn't worth it. I lost my loved one to this experiment gone awry. Listen. Breitbart Middle. Senator Rand Paul, RKY, June 24, 2026. Breitbart News Daily airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.